We'll do in the, this is in the Shulchan Menachem, this is in chapter 324. Deals with an interesting discussion. It applies in various different situations, but in Sukkos, what happens when somebody is flying and he passes the international deadline? So the question is that...
What happens when he comes back from Israel?
You don't pass the international deadline from Israel.
But you pass the time zones.
Yeah, but you just so... Okay, so what's the issue over here? Let's see what the issue is. The question is, now, as you see, every day in the Musaf, we specify the sacrifices that were bought in that day, or the question, well, you do the two possible sacrifices from the Torah, that's what you read.
Right.
But when you pass the international deadline, you're actually skipping a day.
Right.
So the question is, what do you pray when you do Musaf? So which Pesukim do you do while you're in the plane? Let's say you're davening, you're in the plane. And now, if you would say, if we would go by the Goyish, by the international dateline, then you would say, okay, I'm at this side, I'm on Monday. If I'm on the other side, I'm on Tuesday. But this international dateline is just an imaginary made up by just to keep, but that doesn't really mean that you really change the day then. That really wouldn't do anything for your davening. Who says that the davening is impacted? I mean, we say that's the exact point where it changes. We don't know. When you come to a settled area, let's say you're going to Australia, okay, and over there it's a day ahead. So, okay, so over there you do that day because that's where Yidden are davening and that's the day that they're keeping over there. So you do that. But in the airplane, why would I go and change it to the next day? Who says that dateline means it really anything? So what do we do? And the Rebbe said this is interesting. In the Ashkenazim, in our Siddur, we specify the exact korbanos, we say, for each day. So we have a confusion. They can't, Rebbe also said, you can't do two davenings, you can't do. Like in Shacharis, it's possible to do two Shacharis, but it wouldn't help you. It would be, so let's say you do two Musafs, and you say in one, you would say one day, and then the other day. That, first of all, that wouldn't help, but we don't do two Musafs anyway. So what should you do? So according to this Sfardim, they don't specify the verses. They just says, Kakosu b'seira secha. The way it's written in the Torah, they don't go into the specific Pesukim, the korbanos that they brought for that specific day, so it's not really such a problem. But what happens though that if a person maybe when you have no choice, you should go like the Sfardim. You should also in the Siddur, instead of saying the special korbanos for each day to keep away from the doubt, you say, as you've written in the Torah, as the Sfardim do. Maybe that's what you should do. But the Rebbe, in the parentheses, questioned this because you've already davened like the Ashkenazim, it's an obligation. So what do you do? So the Rebbe doesn't resolve it. It just brings out that there's an issue over here about what to do.